you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, Los Angeles city leaders will decide whether to approve an extra $250 million for Mayor Karen Bass's homelessness program. A new agency aims to tackle LA's housing crisis by working with leaders and staff across the county.
We need the mayor, we need the supervisors, we need other smaller cities.
And MPOX cases in Chicago trigger a health warning here in LA. Good morning. It's Thursday, May 18th. I'm Julia Paskin in for Suzanne Watley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. The LA City Council is deciding today on whether to approve an additional $250 million for Mayor Karen Bass's homelessness program known as Inside Safe. As LAist senior reporter Nick Gerda reports ahead of the vote, there are calls for more transparency into whether the program is working.
Over 1,200 unhoused people have moved into motels and hotels under Inside Safe, but it's unclear how many people have left, either for permanent housing or back to the streets. Councilmember Monica Rodriguez and others are now asking questions about missing data for the program. This comes after LAist reported that required transparency reports haven't been delivered. The mayor's office says the vast majority of people remain in the program, but hasn't disclosed any numbers yet. The full city council will decide on the new budget to address homelessness today. The funding request is massive in scale. The city council's top budget advisor called it, quote, unprecedented. For LAist 89.3, I'm Nick Gerda.
And Wednesday evening was the first board meeting of the LA County Affordable Housing Solutions Agency, also called La Casa. Its mission is to help increase housing supply, preserve affordable housing, and protect tenants. Zarita Jones, a community organizer and board member, says the agency is different from previous efforts. Instead of cities fending for themselves, there will be countywide coordinated efforts.
All of the parts of the county can come together and strategize on how we're going to solve this homeless crisis that we're having in the county. Who are those people? Of course, you know, we need the housing department, we need the mayor, we need the supervisors, we need other smaller cities.
The agency will be staffed with a wide swath of people, from housing supply experts to tenants' rights organizations, city officials, and housing builders. The first few meetings will be building the organization's infrastructure, like hiring an agency executive and staff. Down the road, they plan on discussing whether to find sustainable funding, such as taxes. The agency is modeled after the housing agency in the Bay, New York City, and Singapore. In other news, when it comes to elections, choosing which judge to vote for is often a challenge. So two community organizations are trying to help Angelenos get more insight into the process. LAist Caitlin Hernandez has the story.
LA Superior Court judges oversee all trials across LA County, but typically there's not much information to help you decide what bubble to pick when it comes time to vote. There's also the issue of diversity. About 60% of our judges are men, and only 17% of them are Latino. And most judges come from backgrounds as prosecutors, not public defenders. Two progressive political and legal advocacy groups, LA Forward and La Defensa, are starting a judicial leadership academy. Their aim is to help people get politically active and demystify the elections. Though the program is geared toward prospective candidates, anyone can apply. It will go over judicial ethics, messaging, and voter engagement. The deadline to apply to the academy is by the end of June 5th. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
You can learn more about the program on LAist.com. Coming up, a new MPOX warning from the CDC.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. The Centers for Disease Control issued a health alert this week, citing the cases of Mpox, formerly known as monkeypox, may rise in the coming months. LA's senior health reporter Jackie Fortier explains.
new diagnoses of Mpox was detected by the Chicago Public Health Department. The city has seen 20 new cases of Mpox since mid-April. And so the recent uptick in those Mpox diagnoses triggered this nationwide alert, telling health officials and providers that they should be aware of Mpox cases increasing over the summer, especially with festivals and pride events coming up.
Jackie says two Mpox cases were also reported in LA County during the month of April. And finally, this week, the Community Quilt of Hope was unveiled at La Plaza de Cultura y Artes downtown to honor politician Gloria Molina. Not only was Molina a trailblazer, active in almost every facet of LA political life, she was also an artist and a quilter who helped found La Plaza in 2011. Here's La Plaza CEO Leticia Buckley.
I mean, we're a museum, but we're really a cultural hub where community can come together to celebrate, to grieve, learn art, dance salsa. You can have an opportunity to just gather with other people.
Angelenos are now invited to view the community quilt and draw on one of the fabric squares about how Molina and her work impacted their lives. Buckley says these kinds of public gatherings are exactly what Molina envisioned when she set out to create La Plaza more than a decade ago.
Come here on a Friday night and you'll see the multi-generational, diverse audiences that are walking through our doors. That is the best way in which we honor her legacy.
La Plaza will hold a celebration of her life on Saturday, July 15th. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. Today's AM edition is hosted by me, Julia Paskin, and for Suzanne Watley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LA's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at las.com/join. The LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.